This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Shulchan Aruch. We're going to write the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, Siman Aleph. And the Shulchan Aruch starts off, Yikaber Kari. A person has to be strong like a lion in order to wake up in the morning to serve Hashem. So a person has to wake up early in the morning to go to the Minyan to pray to Hashem. And this is one of the praises of Bilam. Bilam praises the Jewish people. They are a nation that rises like a lion. So what do you mean they rise like a lion? So Rashi says over there, when they rise from their sleep in the morning, they rush like a lion to do mitzvot of wearing the talit, tefillin, saying the Shema. So we know that today people, they rush to work. And especially if they have a business meeting early in the morning, you want to close a $1 million deal. So of course they rush to work. So as long as the alarm rings, the guy would run away. He'd run smiling, ready to go to work to make a big deal, $1 million deal. And even if he went to sleep the night before late, he still wakes up. Run. Make the money. We don't make the money. So that's how we act when it comes to money. But how do we act when it comes to spiritual things? So it takes a lot of training to be able to get up early in the morning and run to the shul. That's spiritual. And that's the battle of life. In our war against the Yetzer Hara, our first battle of each day is getting up in the morning and doing the mitzvot in a timely fashion, doing everything on time. If we win that first battle, hopefully Hashem will help us with all the other battles in the day. So that's the first battle of the day. The first battle for every Jewish man is what time to wake up in the morning. The Rav Chida of Chaim Yosef David Azulai, very famous Sephardic rabbi who came from Hebron to Yerushalayim, a student of the great Mekubal, the author of the Torah commentary, and he was also part of the group under the Shalom Sharabi, and in Israel, and eventually became a shaliach for Yerushalayim to the whole world. He would go across the world collecting money for Yerushalayim. Rav Chaim Yosef David Avzulai wrote a book, Birkei Yosef, on the Shulchan Aruch, many books. He wrote about 60 books. And he was the student of Or HaChaim HaKadosh, who wrote a commentary on the Torah. So the Chida writes about his great-grandfather, the author of the Chesed Abraham, Rabbi Abraham Azulai, that this is alluded to in our rabbi's teaching in the Midrash. If someone is on his way to murder you, rise early, Hashkem v'hargo, it says. Hashkem v'hargo literally means get up early in the morning and kill him. He says he's talking about the Yitzhara. Someone wants to kill you, you kill him first. Who wants to kill us in the morning? The Yitzhara, he wants to kill us. How does he want to kill us? By not rising early. So how do you kill the Yitzhara in the morning? And the answer is by, number one, the Benish Chai says, if you study Torah from midnight until dawn, okay, so the word Laila is night. The word Laila is Haba lehargecha hashkem lehargo. A person comes to kill you, kill him first. Who comes to kill us? The Yetzirah. Kill the Yetzirah first. You have to kill the evil incarnation. That's number one. Kill the evil incarnation. So that's an allusion to staying up all night. Laila, learning Torah at night, is an allusion to killing the Yetzirah. Fortunate is a person who takes this advice and devotes his time every night from midnight until dawn to Torah study. The Holy Zohar also tells us how great it is to learn from midnight to dawn every morning. We're going to talk about that. But today in modern society, it's the other way around. Today in modern society, we have all these lights. It's very hard to go to sleep in the night. Mm-hmm. So it's better tonight to stay up till midnight, study Torah till midnight, a little bit later. Say tikkun hatzor, go to sleep and get up in the morning. Mm-hmm. So that's more important today. That's the way we do it today. Hashem tells the nachash, to the serpent, that the curse of the serpent was that he will hit you in the heel. Hu yeshuv charosh. Man will hit the snake in its head. Vata teshuvenu akev. And you will bite him in his feet. So the snake hits us in the head. We kill the snake on its head, and the snake bites us in our feet. What's going on? Rav Chaim Vital says that is the description of the battle between a person and his Yetzer Hara. The Hebrew word for head, Rosh, means the beginning. The man can strike at the Yetzirah on its head. What's the head? The beginning of the day. The time to fight the Nachash, the snake, the Yetzirah is at the beginning of the day, the Rosh, which is the beginning of the day. However, the Yetzirah is always trying to get us in our heel, make us late. So we have to beat it on the head. We have to be early in the morning to serve Hashem. And the Yetzirah tries to beat us, hit us on our heel to make everything late, drive us late. So that's how we start off the day. A person's going to start off the day in a good way by getting up early to go and pray to Hashem. So there's a famous story of Rabbi Eliyahu Lopian. Rabbi Eliyahu Lopian was a very famous mashgiach in Kfar Hasidim. He rose very early in the morning every day. So they asked him, why are you getting up so early? He says, when a person passes away, they'll take him to the heavenly courts. And they will ask him whether he fulfilled the Torah and mitzvot. Did you do the Torah? Did you do the mitzvot? The judges will bring a Shulchan Aruch and go through it one halakha after another. So obviously, the first halakha is, did you get up early in the morning? Mm-hmm. Imagine, the first thing a person's going to answer, he said, the first thing you're going to answer, all the questions will be according to Shulchan Aruch. So the first thing you're going to answer is, did you get up early in the morning? Did you wake up in the morning to pray? And therefore, it'd be awful if the guy says no straight away. Can you imagine? First halakha and Shulchan Aruch is to get up early. But if he says, I didn't get up early, that's the end. That's the beginning of the court case. And that's why it's very important to wake up early and get up in the morning and pray to Hashem.
Well, what is the most early time in the morning you can wake up or do the prayer?
Very good. So, ideally, you should pray the Shemona Esrei, the Amidah, at Netz. Netz is sunrise. Ideally, sunrise. Mm-hmm. But sunrise today is late. Mm-hmm. So we pray even earlier. So the earliest you can pray is dawn. Amud HaShachar, dawn. However, the best time to pray at Amidah is sunrise. So people pray between dawn and sunrise, and they get to sunrise, they pray the Shemona Esrei. Mm-hmm. But you got to make sure you wear your talit and tefillin. There's a certain time after dawn to wear talit and tefillin. Mm-hmm. You can't wear talit and tefillin until you can see someone 6 feet away and recognize them. Mm-hmm. Your friend, 6 feet away. There's going to be enough light outside to be able to see them. Okay. Elisha ben Abuya, who was one of the great rabbis among the Tanaim, the time of Rabbi Akiva. And eventually it says he became an Acher. Why did he become Acher? It says his father made him learn Torah for the wrong reasons. His father said, listen, I see all the honor the rabbis are getting. I want you to be a rabbi. He didn't want him to be a rabbi for the right reasons, for the wrong reasons, and therefore he lost it. The same thing applies to Noah. Noah came out of the Teba. The first thing he did was he planted a vineyard, and he became drunk. So we see that everything goes by the first thing you do. If the first thing you do is good, everything follows. If the first thing you do is bad,
everything bad. Yeah.
So it's very important, and that's why the most important time of the day is Shacharit. Shacharit is the most important. You can start off in a good note, everything goes well. Another example is it's Chanukah, the beginning of the Chanukah miracle. And this is Pnei Yeshua asked this question. He says, the Maccabim, they could have used oil, any oil. Tuma hutra b'sibur. If all the community is Tameh, if everyone is defiled, you could use anything. They didn't have to go and make new oil, which is pure. They didn't have to wait. Why did they wait? And the answer is because they wanted to start off with purity. They wanted to start off with the good oil. They wanted to start off with the best. Yeah. They didn't want to start off with something bad. They want to start off with the best. And that's why when a person is born, it says you have to give the firstborn. The firstborn child is holy. Kadesh li kol bechor. So that applies to the firstborn child. Applies to the firstborn kosher animal. It's going to be holy. It's holy. So the beginning is the key. The start of the mitzvah is the key. When a person starts the mitzvah, that's the key. It's everything else.
It is go for all animal also?
No, only kosher animals. Sheep, goats, and cows. Oh, three categories. So the morning, the early part, the beginning is the main part of the day. The person's got to wake up early to go to the minyan, because that's how you kill the snake. How do we kill the snake? So the Torah says, it's the curse of the snake. Hu yeshuv charosh. The man will tread on its head. The snake is the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah tries to get us to be late for Minyan, early in the morning. It says you will stamp on him with your feet. Don't be late for minyan. Stamp on the head. Start with the head. The main thing is to start the day off on the right note. Start off life on a right note. And first of all, the main thing when you start off in a marriage is always start off on the right note. Always start on the right note. If you start on the right note, everything will end on the right note. So it's very important. It's very hard to change. That's why Baal Teshuva has a big battle. Because they didn't start off on the right note. They've got to start working up to become on the right note. It's much harder. Much harder. And that's why, early in the morning, what do? Netilat Yadayim. Netilat Yadayim is very, very important. Netilat Yadayim. And the Beit Shmei says even to wash your children's hands. Baby wakes up in the morning. Before it drinks from its mother, wash its hands. Amazing. Why? Purity. You start the life off with purity. That's a very big thing. And the children grow up pure. And tzitzit, where a person wears his talit, tzitzit, very, very big mitzvah. And you start off on the right note, and a person will finish off on the right note. And everybody see this? Abraham Avinu. Hashem says, Abraham, take your son. Kachna bincha yachidacha she'ahavta et Yitzhak. Velech lecha. Take your son Yitzhak and go. And do what? Bring him as an offering. Haleu le'olah. Abraham goes, v'yashkem Abraham baboker. Abraham Avinu doesn't just wait around. Earliest time in the morning, he wakes up to go. That's amazing. And he saddled his donkey. And the Midrash says, the same donkey lived 360 years. And was the donkey of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu went to Egypt to get hard to imagine. It was the same donkey. The Midrash said it was the same donkey. And the Mashiach will come on the same donkey. Now, I don't know what that means.
That's what everyone's saying.
No, different donkey. Bilam had a different donkey. But also by Bilam it says Vayashkem. He got up early to curse us. What a motivation. What does it mean? What it means is a donkey comes with chamor. Chamor is from the word chemar. Chemar is materialism.
What is this?
Materialism.
Chomer.
Chomer. So it says, just like Abraham Avinu conquered the Chomer, that's what it means. A donkey doesn't really mean he had the same donkey. It means just like Abraham Avinu conquered his Chomer, conquered his materialism, Moshe Rabbeinu also conquered his Chomer. And the Mashiach will also conquer his Chomer. That's what it means. It's not the same donkey. What do you mean the same donkey? It means Chamor stands for Chomer. Materialism. And just like that's what it's telling us, that Abraham Avinu rode the same donkey. What do you mean the same donkey? He conquered his materialism. Moshe Rabbeinu conquered his materialism. The Mashiach conquered his materialism. What's our materialism? Our bodies. The body is where the Yetzirah pulls us down. You want to eat, you want to drink, you want to sleep, you want to do this, you want to do this. All the body. Body, 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 body. The job of the person is to tell the body what to do. Who's the boss? You or the donkey? Who is the donkey? Your body. Your body says, I need another 5 minutes sleep. I need a 10 minutes sleep. Can't wake up. Can't wake up. The body can't wake up.
Yeah.
The person says, I'm the boss, not you. I got to ride the donkey. We have to ride the donkey. So all three, Abraham, Moshe, and Mashiach, they're in control of their bodies. The body is not in control of them. They're in control of their bodies. That's the idea. So they had, that's what Chamor stands for. Chamor stands for Chomer, which is materialism. The Chiddush says, the first halakha in the morning is to get up early, Gaber Kari, to get up in the morning to fall, to go to Minyan. And how does a person do that? And the answer, he says, is in the Ramah. The first Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch says, Shiviti Hashem lenegdi tamid. Put Hashem in front of your eyes all the time. Shiviti Hashem. Pasuk Tehillim. Shiviti Hashem lenegdi tamid, ze klal gadol betorah. The Ramah says, Shiviti Hashem, what does that mean? Yud kevavke. Person should always think, Yud kevavke, Yud kevavke, Yud kevavke. Hashem is watching me, Hashem is watching me, Hashem is watching me, Hashem is watching me. If you think like that, then you've got Ber Kari. The key to waking up early in the morning is to think Hashem is watching me. Hashem is the key. So a person, that's the Chida. The Chida says, a person who's conscious of Hashem watching all the time, then he won't be lazy to wake up. Won't be lazy to wake up. And he'll be careful not to say anything or go to see someone, talk to someone. Hashem is waiting. How could I talk to other people? Let me go. Sefer Pelet Yoetz. He says, if someone wishes to murder you, Habale Hargecha Hashkem Lahargo. We talked about that's the letters Laila. Ben Ishai says Laila. Laila, Haba, Hey, Lahargecha Lamed, Hashkem, Hey,
Lahargo.
Lahargo, Lamed. Laila, Lamed Yud, Lamed Yud, Hey. It says, If you want to kill the Yetzirah, Hashkem Largo, who wants to come to kill you? The Yetzirah. Hashkem Largo. Get up early in the morning and kill the Yetzirah. How do you kill the Yetzirah? Go to pray. Pray. We talit, filin, killed it.
What does that do with nighttime?
Nighttime, because that's the gematria. That's the letters of nighttime. Letters of nighttime. Laila is Haba le'argecha hashkem largo. Amazing.
But he comes.
So he says, learn Torah at night, and you'll kill the Yitzhak. You learn Torah at night. But here he's saying something else.
Oral Torah.
If someone wishes to murder you, beat him to it, kill him first. This is the Yitzhak. So the first battle is in the morning. A person got to know the first battle of the Yitzhak is getting up early in the morning and coming to pray. That is the first battle in the morning, and that's how you kill the Yetzirah early in the morning. Chesed Alefim. This is the Chida's great-grandfather. One must display the strength of a lion to rise early in the morning. Imagine, one's entire connection to Judaism depends on rising early and beginning the day by performing good deeds. Imagine, one whole connection of Judaism is by getting up early in the morning. Whole connection. Without getting up early in the morning, a person loses the connection to Judaism. And a person can imagine, the struggle is the fiercest. You wake up and your mind is still foggy. How about you? My mind is still foggy in the morning. It's still foggy, like walking around the fog. You're wide awake. I'm walking in a fog. Some people are wide awake, some people work in a fog. I'm walking in a fog. Okay, do. And you're going to drag yourself. And the Yitzhak comes to you and says, go back to sleep. Another 5 minutes, 10 minutes, push your buzzer, go back to sleep. That's the biggest Yitzhak in the morning. Biggest Yitzhak. And what does it say? Haba lehagech hashkem lango. The guy comes to kill you, it says, Hashkem, get up early to kill him. What do you mean, get up early to kill him? It's all about the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is trying to kill you by telling you, don't go to Minyan. Go to sleep. Hashkem, get up early and kill him. Put him to bed.
What about when you have a later Minyan that you want to go to? Is that also
just come here, do me a favor. Just come here, we need you. 6:30. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Amen. Amen.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.